I arrived from the UK to take up my appointment with the Nigerian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, formerly known as the Ministry of External Affairs, in February 1993. I flew to Nigeria on Nigeria Airways in the twilight years of its operations and had an experience that should have let me know all was not going to go as I expected. We left Heathrow over 2 hours late. The flight was completely full. The air hostesses, as they were then called, had scant regard for the passengers, especially female passengers. We took off like a rocket on steroids. But the plane sounded good and we soon stabilized. At some point, an air hostess with a very hefty backside encased in a tight green skirt walked through the cabin and asked passengers, "Chicken or beef?" in an irritated voice. I heard people around me mumbling, "Chicken, beef," as I searched for a non-existent menu card in the seat pocket in front of me. Failing to find one, I took my cue from others and hesitantly mumbled, "Chicken," when it came to my turn to answer. No sooner was the word chicken out of my mouth than a small foil pack with a cheap white plastic spoon taped on it was dumped on my tray table without a glance. I don't recall being offered a drink. I gingerly opened the foil cover whilst avoiding the solid backside shoved in my face as the air hostess attended to the people on the other side of the aisle, and two unfortunate-looking bits of mystery meat on a bed of jollof rice stared back at me. I vaguely recall trying a spoonful of the rice and immediately downing the plastic spoon after the first taste. It was already 1 a.m. There was no point taking chances with the fare dumped in front of me. I decided to have pity on my stomach and bypass the food. I would have tried to sleep through the flight, but that was not possible. For the first and only time in my life, I was aware that a plane could actually be classified as speeding. Speeding in the air. Yes, my friends, speeding. You could literally hear the wind as we whizzed past. Clouds stood no chance. We whizzed through them like no rocket could. It was one of the oddest experiences in the air I have ever had. We took off 2 hours late and yet arrived 30 minutes early. The flight was probably one of the fastest subsonic flights ever undertaken, although I suspect that the itinerary may have padded the flight time in deference to Nigerian timing. Funnily enough, after the first 90 minutes of tearing through the skies, I became calm, and I have to say that the landing was superlative. The pilots were probably better suited for hypersonic aircraft than the Nigerian Airways DC-10, but I got to Lagos in one piece and was ever so glad to see my sister waiting for me on arrival since we arrived around 5 a.m. After reporting at the Civil Service Commission in Lagos later that day, off to Abuja, I went for my new job.